Now time for Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer. After a win on Tuesday, 61-45 was the final score, winning against Jackson Heights at home. And coach, this was a well-balanced performance, which is very pleasant to see, I'm sure, for you coming off of Christmas break. You had four guys in double digits. Zach Evans, double-double, 17 points, 11 rebounds. Colin Carney, he had 16 points. Hayden Carney, he had 12 points after coming back off an injury. And also Flint Seymour, he had 10 points as well. Just your overall thoughts on how this one unfolded.
You know, like you said, it's the first game coming out of Christmas break. And, you know, kind of those first game jitters again. We haven't played in a couple weeks, but the guys were locked in. You know, we had a couple momentum plays. We hit buzzer beaters at the end of the second quarter and the end of the third quarter that really kind of, you know, pushed the lead to double digits at each one of those times. And then, you know, defensively, there was times last night we were really, really good. And Jackson Heights is a good team. They got one of the best guards in the league and the Drake Melees kid. He's a really good player. I really like his game. But, you know, Coach Blattner's doing a great job with those guys. You know, I had to tell him last night, I give him credit for, you know, having, you know, he's got several new pieces with the kids coming over from Wetmore and various things that, you know, he's been able to mesh those guys together. And they've looked really good on film. And, you know, I think last night we just did some things that, you know, kind of, you know, took them out of their game plan a little bit. Defensively, in the second quarter, we only gave up 5 points. Was able to let us get out of our 12-point lead at halftime. But, you know, we were sharing the ball great. We had team assists last night. You know, we are starting to believe on what we're capable of doing. And I think we can be a really, really good offensive team. We shot 65% from the field last night. And, you know, and that's shooting a high rate inside the paint. And that's what we got to have. So I was really pleased with our effort last night.
And then, Coach, now you guys take on a Jefferson County North team, and that game will be right here on 103.9 FM KNZA. And this is a JCN team that's right in the thick of things in terms of the NEKL standings. You guys, of course, are as well at 4-1, 5-1 overall, and the Chargers are 4-2 on the young season. What are some things that you know about this Chargers team? Is that I know for a fact they got a lot of great athletes.
Yeah, they do. I think they're, you know, finally getting into the groove of things, coming off of, you know, the longer football season that they had this year. And, you know, I've watched them on film plenty. I was able to go watch them in person a couple weeks ago when they played Oskaloosa. So, you know, I know them well. I know those kids well. You know, Corey's got a good group. He's doing good things with those guys over there. And we're going to have to be ready to play. They always play very, very physical with us. And so, you know, our physicality needs to match theirs. And we need to be efficient on the offensive end, and do the things that we did last night. Probably even to a little bit better scale, because I think JCN's a little bit deeper, than Jackson Heights is. And they've got a little bit more size. So we're going to have to, you know, and it's a road test. You know, our next three games are on the road. So you know, we have an opportunity to really, you know, really step up in league play with these next three, and I'm excited for the guys to have a big matchup with JCN.
And all those games will be broadcasted on our airwaves. CARE will have the game next Tuesday, and then the following game against Morehead Academy also will be on CARE before the Oskaloosa Invitational coming up on the 15th. So a lot of Valley Falls basketball across our airwaves, so be sure to stay tuned. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always, and best of luck coming up in a big week for you this week.
All right, Jared. I appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by The Elevator and Heinen Repair.